This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmaker.fm/platform. That's rainmaker.fm/platform.
Super friends, my name is Sonia Simone, and these are the confessions of a pink-haired marketer. For those who don't know me yet, I am a co-founder and the chief content officer for Rainmaker Digital. I'm also a champion of running your business and your life according to your own rules. As long as you don't lie and you don't hurt people, this podcast is your official pink permission slip to run your business or your career exactly the way you think you should. So today is going to be a short and sweet episode, and I'm going to walk you through a quick ritual. I'm calling it a Make Better Mondays ritual, but it doesn't have to be restricted to Mondays. So you could absolutely do this every day. That would be like a real power start to your day. Some people do really well with daily rituals, others don't. And if you happen to listen to this podcast on a Tuesday or a Friday or a Sunday or a Thursday, I would suggest go ahead and do it now. Just do it right after you listen to the podcast and then calendar it. So calendar it for your Monday, or you may want to do it the day before you start your week. So, you know, Sunday. This ritual comes out of processes and it comes out of techniques that I have used, that I have not only used, but seen work within groups. And I've just found them to be really powerful. So I kind of put them together into a focused, quick ritual that you can do every day or every week. And of course, if you have something of your own power ritual, then adapt this one, you know, make your own rules, right? So you are highly encouraged to tweak this until it fits you really, really well. So this ritual has four parts. All of them are quick to do, relatively quick to do. They only take a minute or two. And all of them involve writing something down by hand, which is beneficial, but you don't have to do it that way. So the first step is to recall a win. You start your ritual by calling to mind a win that you've had since the last time you performed the ritual. So when you're doing the ritual the first time, just think about some win from within the last week or so. And when I say that word win, I mean something that you did well, something that you're proud of, and or something that made you feel amazing. And it can be professional or it can be personal. And then write it down. Now, my experience is that for most people, these types of exercises work better when you do them by hand, when you use your body and a stick that makes marks to make some marks on a piece of paper. But you know yourself a lot better than I know you, so make it work for you. Adapt this ritual over time until it really fits you like a glove. That's the only way that you're going to be able to get the most out of it. So we start the ritual. Step one, recall a win. Step two is to write a few sentences, let's call it a short paragraph, about your values. We talked about values a couple of podcasts ago, and this has a lot of research behind it. This is really an evidence-based practice. It's a battery. I've found it's really a battery. It charges your motivation. It improves your ability to make positive changes. It gives you energy, and it really calls to mind your best self. And it's fun and it's interesting to do. So if you haven't done any work with this before, the first time it takes like another minute maybe, because you may need to figure out what your most important values are. So if you haven't thought about this, some of us, you know, like have a very immediate response to this, and others benefit from taking a little bit of time to think about it. I'm going to give you a link to a list of values. It's the same one I did last time. I'm just poaching it from James Clear, his website. He's got really good resources, and I think he's good. I really like his work. So you look at the list and you pick your top three. And the only caveat I'm going to give you on this one is that all of the values are good values. So I think sometimes we feel like we have to pick something, you know, quote unquote, important. We have to, you know, value world peace and justice and, you know, something that sounds noble. Just pick anything that has emotional resonance. And also, it's totally, you know, cool to go ahead and adapt or edit them if you feel you need to. So if there's a word, but it's not quite getting it for you, just, you know, adapt it. Also, you may need more than three. I really found I had to have four. Three just didn't feel like it was working for me. So if you're curious, mine are compassion, family, equality/fairness. I had to edit that one because I just felt I needed two words to say what I meant. And then the fourth is excellence, which sounds like dreary, right? It sounds like, oh, you know, excellence, in search of excellence, commitment to excellence, blah, blah, blah. But I had the first three and it felt incomplete to me. I really felt like I needed to add excellence on there. It's just, it really is a driver of what I do. I need to be either really good at what I do, or I need to be working on getting really good at what I do. And if I'm not, I'm not happy and I don't feel like I'm myself. So I needed that fourth one. And of course, they can change. You know, if something doesn't feel resonant to you after 6 months, or it doesn't feel resonant to you after a week, look at the list again. Maybe there's a better choice. Maybe that was just a result of a particular emotional state you were in and it's not really enduring. So when you have your three values, or maybe four values, for the ritual, you want to write a short paragraph about one of those values. So some of you are already panicking and others are comfortable. So let me talk about what goes into that paragraph. First of all, as to which value you pick, just pick the one that feels right in the moment. You can't go wrong. The exercise works well no matter what value you work on. So just pick one that feels good. Write about why it matters to you. So why is compassion or family or whatever it is important to you? How do you define it? So when you use the word family, what do you mean? So for example, when I use the word family, I'm not just talking about people I'm related to, but I also talk about my closest friends. And it's also about the kind of environment that I strive to create in, you know, our communities, in my company, with our employees. That feeling of family is really important to me, but it's not only about just biology for me. It's about other things too. If it comes up, you can write about how it is playing out in your life right now. So, you know, yesterday I did this and this is how that relates to my value of equality and fairness. You know, things that come up positively, how are you embodying this value? And sometimes the exercise shows that there's something that happened or something that came up or something you did that isn't in great alignment. And that's normal. And that happens to every person on the planet. So if that comes up, then that's great to write down as well. This exercise is only about awareness. So it is not about kicking yourself. It is not about getting mad at yourself. And neither is it about patting yourself on the back for how awesome you are for being in alignment with your values. It is just about observation. Not positive, not negative, just neutral, open-hearted observation of what's happening in your life and how is that connecting with the values that mean the most to you. So for the purposes of just setting up a boundary, I would say a short paragraph would be at least 5 sentences. And if you want to write more and time allows you to write more, that's normally beneficial. But if you are short on time, bang out 5 sentences. They don't have to be grammatically correct. They don't have to be anything. They just have to be an expression of the truth. You're not sharing this with anybody. It's not a blog post. It's not a podcast episode. This is for you. So that's elements 1 and 2. And of course, that values element is the one that's going to take the most time. But even so, to write down 5 sentences takes less than 5 minutes. You know, it might take you a minute or 2 or 3, depending on how quickly you can move your pen across the paper. priorities together for the following day. So I'm going to give you a swipe from a book called Organize Tomorrow Today. It's a very simplistic kind of get yourself organized book. Simplistic's not a bad thing. Sometimes it does really cut to the chase and kind of focuses on the meat. If you are a person who really likes advice given to you with a lot of examples from sports and coaching, then this would be a good book for you. You should pick it up. It's called Organize Tomorrow Today. I'll give you a link in the show notes. If you roll your eyes at that kind of advice and that kind of language, then you can probably skip it. So I'm swiping this approach from that book. It's certainly not unique to that book in any way. 3+1 is just you capture what are the three most important things you're going to do tomorrow, and then put a time on them. So I'm going to get my podcast script outlined by 9 a.m, and then I'm going to get it recorded and submitted for editing by 10. And then I'm going to work on some email sequences by 1 p.m. So put a time on them and capture what are the most important activities. And then you want to kind of put a star next to which of those three is the one that is a must do. That one is necessary. Now, it should probably be the first one on your calendar, but sometimes things work that way and sometimes they don't. So ideally, if you can, if you have the flexibility, make the most important one the first one. Then it'll get done and you'll know it's good. You'll know it's covered. So one refinement that I did think was really smart about Organize Tomorrow Today, get yourself organized, you disorganized lunatic kind of book that I've ever read, and I've read a lot of them, has you do this at the end of the day before. Before you leave work, you make your to-do list for the next day. And I have never had any success with that. I mean, I can't keep that going for like a day. I don't know why. But just at the end of the day, I'm tired. I'm not focused. I'm not really thinking about anything other than what's for dinner and, a lot of times seeing my son, right? You know, at the end of the day, I get to see my son. I'm really thinking about that. Organize Tomorrow Today has you do this around lunchtime the day before. And weirdly, that has been working just great for me. So give that a try and see if that helps you make that change. So in your ritual, do the 3+1 for tomorrow. Now, if you have time, you can then map it out for today if you feel like it as well. Maybe you put a priority item or two or three in your to-do list for the rest of the day, but do it for tomorrow right now. And obviously, of all the parts of this ritual, this would be the one that, you know, it's really smart to adopt as an everyday thing. So every day around lunchtime, what are your three priority items for the next day? When are they going into your calendar? And which one's the one that matters the most? It is so easy. This is literally a less than 60-second practice. When you do it at lunchtime, it's kind of less fraught. It's less charged emotionally. And it's a really useful way to make sure stuff gets done. And then the final part of your Make Better Mondays practice is to make a serenity list. So this one I'm swiping from our friends at AA, our friends in the addiction community, and it's the serenity prayer. If you haven't encountered it before, it goes, and I am paraphrasing, let me have the strength to change what I can change, the serenity to accept what I can't change, and the wisdom to know the difference. This is, in my opinion, a mind-blowingly excellent piece of advice, whether or not you have addiction playing any role in your life or not. This is just smart. So much of our stress happens around chewing on things that we don't have any ability to really change. They're not within our locus of control. So what you're going to do is, if you're writing in a notebook, maybe you're going to draw a line down the middle of the page, and on one side, what's happening, especially stressful things that are happening. But it can also be kind of interesting to notice what is good that's happening that really is not because of you. So a crummy client, crummy in-laws, health situations, you know, you need a new roof, bad weather that's getting you down, but also a great economy, a windfall, anything like that. So what are the things that you don't control? And then what's happening other side of the page that you could control better? Could you have a different behavior? Could you put together a different habit? Could you have a different attitude? Could you prepare more fully? So one side of the page is all the things you can't control, mostly negative, but sometimes illuminating to put positives there as well. And then on the right side of the page, what's going on that you could do differently? Again, not about beating you up, it's about awareness. So as I said at the top of the session, if you're one of those wonderfully motivated people who does, you know, your hour of power every morning or whatever it is, you can do this every day. You would benefit from doing it every day. I am not the kind of person who does something like this every day. I have the best intentions and it doesn't happen. So this is my weekly ritual, not my daily ritual. Sometimes it helps, and I'm thinking about a really, you know, some ways that I can implement this. One thing that will help if even weekly is going to feel like, oh, I intend to do that, but I'm not sure I'm going to follow through with my intention, get a partner or get into a little group, not to share what you're writing, because I think there's a real benefit in letting these insights be private. That lets you be really honest with yourself. You don't want to share things that you're not ready to share. And if it's a sharing exercise, then you're going to self-censor, I promise you. So don't share the insights, but just meet with a partner so you actually show up and do it. So make an arrangement to meet up with somebody in a coffee shop, or make an arrangement with somebody you know who's, you know, the same kind of professional you are. So if you're a business owner, have it be a business owner. And if you're on a team, then have it be a team member. You can do it online or you can do it in person. Show up, do your ritual, and then just say, okay, I'm good. And don't discuss it. Don't discuss the details unless you really feel like you need to, you know, get some feedback on something. Hey, I really need some feedback on this. Do you have a minute? And as I said, I have been thinking about implementing this exact practice in one of our communities, maybe having a six-week program or an 8-week program where we walk through this on Mondays. So if I do that, I will let you know. I'm still thinking about where it would be the best fit. But if I do it, I will definitely let you know. So just stay tuned. You can pick up the brief show notes for this at pinkhairedmarketer.fm. That'd be the link to the list of values if you don't happen to have one, or you don't. Some of us just have these words right at the tip of our tongue, or we've already done the exercise. And I'll also get you a link to the book, Organized Tomorrow Today. It's good. It's not for everyone, but it's a good example of what it is. And of course, you can always just Google that or find it in your bookstore of choice. And then finally, if you do benefit from these, I just would love if you would leave us a star rating or a review on iTunes if you happen to be an iTunes person. That is just really beneficial. It helps the podcast find more listeners. It helps me connect with more people. And, you know, the whole point behind doing this is I would like to connect with more people, get my ideas out there, and get your ideas and get your situation and scenario so we can work together and do a lot more awesome things. So if you're an iTunes person, a star rating or a review does help a lot. And I sincerely thank those of you who have left me the star reviews and have left me both ratings and reviews. It's so helpful. And I really appreciate the time you spent. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's it for this one. As I said, short and sweet, and I'll catch you next week. Thanks, guys. Take care.